Health Beat, Is Cannabis Right for You? By Mark McNeese, Once Upon a Gummy. I'll be honest, I'm a cannabis guy. I haven't had a drink for 9+ years, but several years ago I wanted something to help with stress management. A friend gave me a cannabis gummy, and I took half of it. After years of apprehension, I discovered the sky did not fall. I didn't want to run off to the nearest drug dealer or bar stool, and I quite enjoyed it. After years with a clear head, I do not like feeling intoxicated by anything. I did that for decades as a young person, even having a reputation as a pothead in high school. That kind of misuse of the psychotropic components of marijuana and of my own mind and body holds no allure for me at this age and hasn't for a long time. I do, however, enjoy microdosing, cutting an edible in half or even a third, and chewing that at night. That's as much mind alteration as I'm interested in, and it works for me. It relaxes me, makes watching television calm and enjoyable, and generally helps me sleep better, sometimes. But will it work for you? That's something to consider, providing you're not opposed to the use of THC. I would never suggest this for anyone who believes in complete abstinence, AA members, for instance. But that approach is not for everyone, including me. Alcohol? No. A low-dose half-gummy? Sure. Some possible benefits for older adults. As we age, our bodies inevitably go through changes that can impact our overall health and well-being. Our joints become stiffer, our muscles weaker, and chronic conditions may start to arise. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle becomes increasingly important to counteract these changes, and for some people, using CBD, THC, or a combination of both has become part of a health maintenance routine, attending to the mind and spirit as well as to the body. Cannabis has been gaining popularity in the medical field for its potential benefits, especially for older adults. Integrating cannabis into their routines can offer a variety of health boosts that can significantly improve your quality of life, with a warning, again, that this is not recommended for people who tend to be abusive. One of the main benefits of cannabis for older adults is pain management. Unlike traditional pain relievers that can have serious side effects, especially with long-term use, cannabis provides a natural alternative. Its active compounds, known as cannabinoids, interact with the body's endocannabinoid system, helping reduce inflammation and alleviate chronic pain. This can be particularly beneficial for those suffering from arthritis or other degenerative diseases. Cannabis has also shown promise in managing some mental health conditions, such as anxiety and depression, improving the overall mental well-being. Moreover, some studies suggest that it may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, though more research is needed on this. Cannabis can also aid in sleep regulation, something I find it helpful for, especially for the first half of the night. I still wake up very early most mornings, but that's a combination of habit and distraction. As we age, our sleep patterns often change, and insomnia becomes more common. Keep in mind that these are my experiences and opinions. If you have any hesitation, consult with a healthcare professional before trying this, preferably one who is open to it and not opposed because of old ideas and learning. A half gummy does the trick for me, and it has not been a gateway to bad sitcoms. If you're interested, do your homework, talk to people, and decide if it's for you. Copyright Mademark Publishing. Narration provided by Wondervox.